Packers Colts this weekend on K107.1. The coverage starting at 10 a.m. The kickoff at noon. The first noon Sunday game for the Packers this year. And to preview it just a little bit more is Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be joining you.
You know, Brian, I am glad to have you. Can I just say that? Glad to have you on board this season and last. And you're a highlight of my day, Brian. All right. Novelties, pleasantries out of the way. We got an important game this Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. When you're 500, when you're 2-2 for the Packers, I think everything is important. We kind of classified last week as a must-win. And with the way that the NFC is shaking out early in the season, of course, but again, the Packers, we're going to say they could be and should be one win better than they will be the rest of the season because of what happened in Seattle. Bears 3-1, Vikings 3-1, even the Rams have better playoff positioning than the Packers right now. Is this weekend a must-win for the Pack?
I won't call it a must-win, but I will say it's a game the Packers should win. This is a matchup between the best team in the NFL last season based upon regular season record and the worst team in the NFL last season. So it's a matchup between a team that went 15-1 and a team that went 2-14. So that alone, that just tells you the talent difference is quite a bit in Green Bay's favor. Now, everybody knows the any given Sunday maxim that you can never take for granted. First of three straight road games for the Packers, so they're going to have to be on their toes.
The Packers, of course, facing off with Andrew Luck and the Colts. What challenges do you think Andrew Luck presents? He's playing, he's a rookie, but he's playing relatively well so far this season.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's a rookie. He's about doing as you'd expect from a rookie, making his first appearances ever. His completion rate is barely over 50%, which is, by NFL standards, not all that great. And he's thrown, I think, 5 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. So the difference there between touchdowns and interceptions, nothing special. But, I mean, there's a reason he was the number one draft choice in the NFL. He's talented. Everybody saw that in college at Stanford. You're going to have to be ready for him. I mean, he's one of the biggest threats on that Colts team. And traditionally, we said it when the Packers faced Russell Wilson, the Packers have generally done well against rookie quarterbacks. And had it not been the referees taking away a few interceptions from Russell Wilson, they would have done pretty well against him, too.
The ref from that Seattle game, actually, on Inside the NFL this week, I'm sure you've seen, said that, yeah, he was wrong, and that Mike McCarthy actually called him that week and say, look, it's okay. But the ref admitting he's wrong 2 weeks later, the NFL admitted that they were right, and now this guy's admitting he's wrong. Does that bother you a little bit? Is this a game that we're not going to get over for a while? Because we're still talking about it weeks later.
Yeah, this game will be something that the Packers will not get over the rest of the season. Like I said, there's just one game can mean the difference between home field advantage or not, a bye or not, a home game or not, or even making the playoffs or not. So it's going to impact the rest of the season. We're going to be talking about this game still in December. So, no, I mean, it's something that's not going to go away anytime soon.
Talking with Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. The Packers, you would think, have a pretty good opportunity to put up some points this weekend, even with the absence of Greg Jennings. The Colts secondary, one that Aaron Rodgers can kind of pick apart. Are you expecting that this weekend, Rodgers, to continue? He had a great game last Sunday. Are you expecting to carry that into this week?
Absolutely. I mean, not only has the Colts secondary just given up yards and touchdowns, etc., they're injured, too. They're banged up. They're without two of their top players at cornerback. So I think Aaron Rodgers is going to look to take advantage there. Jordy Nelson, James Jones, even Donald Driver might be a bigger part of the offense this week than he has all season because Greg Jennings is missing. So, yeah, I expect the offense to have a good day on Sunday.
Now, the passing, of course, is going to be something that the Packers will look to do. They can't forget about the run. They've been running the ball relatively well this season, too. Last year, this was a team it was joked about that there's no running game at all. But Cedric Benson has been very impressive, and even using Randall Cobb out of the backfield has wowed me as well, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely. The Packers have done a good job running the ball. Whether it, you know, Randall Cobb has only got a couple carries here and there, but whenever he touches the ball, it's like magic. The guy is just so fast and elusive. And Cedric Benson has just been efficient so far, and that's exactly what the Packers need from him. The Packers are never going to need him to run for 100 yards, although that'd be nice. But if he can just average 4 yards a carry every time he touches the ball, that's all they need to be a nice, balanced offense, have some semblance of balance, and be efficient.
What are you thinking score-wise this weekend, Brian?
Oh, I'll say Packers 28, maybe even a little more. We'll go in the 30 range. And,
yeah, yeah, let's give them the 30s. Okay.
Okay, okay. And the Colts, somewhere around 14.
All right, sounds good. You can check out the game this Sunday on K107.1, coverage starting at 10, and then the kickoff itself at noon. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com will have you covered all weekend long before, during, and after the game. Brian, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.